Tria Season 1 concludes, Snapshot results, and Season 2 Alpha. The era of proof of spend has reached its first major milestone. As of 23:59 UTC on January 30, 2026, the Tria Season 1 snapshot was officially finalized, locking the scores of over 350,000 cardholders worldwide. This moment marks the transition from speculative farming to value attribution, setting the stage for the anticipated token generation event, TGE, rumored for Q1 2026. For SpendNode readers, this conclusion is not just an end, but a beginning. Season 2 launches February 1, shifting focus from basic card spending to L2 ecosystem integration. This guide analyzes what we know about the Season 1 results and what to expect from Season 2. Why this topic matters now. Tria's Season 1 was a large-scale test of rewarding users for merchant diversity and transaction frequency rather than just raw volume. Understanding the finalized leaderboard is essential for anyone planning to participate in Season 2, which launches February 1. With a TGE rumored for Q1 2026, the points locked in the January 30 snapshot will determine token allocation weights, though Tria has not yet announced the specific distribution formula. Core explanation, direct answer format. Tria Season 1 concluded by taking a snapshot of all card-linked transactions settled before the January 30th deadline, finalizing user scores in the Tria app. Points accumulation for Season 1 has ceased, and scores are now locked. Season 2 launches February 1st with a focus on Layer 2, L2 ecosystem integration, rewarding spending on networks like Base, Arbitrum, and Polygon. Tria has announced at least 5 seasons total, with each season carrying multipliers from previous seasons. Market benchmarking and ROI math. The ROI of Season 1 is currently impossible to calculate because Tria has not announced token allocation percentages, total supply, or distribution formulas. Unlike traditional cashback, which is realized instantly, Tria points are a speculative long-term play on the protocol's eventual tokenomics. Verified multiplier system. Tria points, XP. Accumulation is influenced by card tier. Virtual cards earn 2x. Plastic cards earn 3x. Metal cards earn up to 4x. Referrals. Each successful referral. Friend activates card plus makes first purchase. Adds a 1x multiplier boost. Loyalty streaks. Consistent weekly spending preserves multipliers. Inactivity pauses accumulation. Promotional campaigns. High ranks in campaigns can add 1 to 2x multipliers. What Tria has not announced. Specific tier breakdowns. Diamond, platinum, gold percentages. Exact weight multipliers for token distribution. Transaction thresholds required for different tiers. Final distribution formula. What we don't know yet. What percent of total token supply will be airdropped? Typical range, 5 to 20%. How tokens will be split across the 4 tiers? Total token supply or FDV targets, vesting schedule or claim mechanics. Without this data, any ROI calculation is pure speculation. The value proposition for Season 1 participants is entirely dependent on these unannounced variables. Common mistakes or myths. Myth 1. I can still pump my score by spending today. Incorrect. The snapshot was a hard stop. Any transactions made on January 31st are already being tracked towards Season 2. Your Season 1 score is now red only. Myth 2. Point to token conversion will be 1.1. This is almost never the case in modern airdrops. Tria will likely use a tiered bucket system where the rank matters more than the raw point count to prevent Sybil dilution. Myth 3. I need to keep my funds locked to stay eligible. Tria is a proof-of-spend protocol, not a proof-of-stake one. While holding a balance in your Tria signature account helps for Season 2 multipliers, your Season 1 points are secured by your historical spending data, not your current balance. How this relates to crypto cards, Tria represents the shift from simple cashback cards to ecosystem-integrated spending platforms. The card itself acts as a key to the broader protocol, where spending behavior earns points toward future token allocation. On SpendNode, we track the Tria signature card along with tier-based cards, virtual, plastic, metal, that offer different multiplier rates. If you're planning to participate in Season 2, ensure your KYC is verified and you have funds available to spend. loyalty streaks from season one carry over. So consistent spending from day one, February 1, will maximize your multiplier retention.